from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Fishy Business?
Fishy Business. What I call him whenever I have him on the show, Fishy Business.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Obviously, sports radio of the year in the state of Illinois. You don't get that by accident. He does a wonderful job for those guys.
I'm not leaving to cover the Detroit Lions.
All right, well, good.
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Just the adult in the room we need right now. Kevin Fishbane, sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation. It's not a game, Illinois.com. And he's brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What the hell is going on in the hallway?
My Martinez is roller skating in the hallway.
She's roller skating. She's standing on roller skates and not falling down. I don't know that constitutes roller skating. Sorry.
I feel like we should invite her in here. Hang on.
That's fine. I'll bring in Kevin Fishbane. He's on Twitter at @KFishbane, senior writer at The Athletic covering the Bears. He's with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Lawrence, help her out before she hurts herself. Hello, my Martinez.
This is his fault.
It's you all right?
No.
Okay, good. Hi, Kevin Fishbane. Sorry.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Happy Friday.
Hey, we're just making sure that the morning co-anchor of WBBM News Radio doesn't take a header on the linoleum here. All right, Mitch Hazer. Okay.
You got to be safe. I'm not going to get in the way of that.
Okay, good. Everything all right? She's good?
It is definitely Friday.
Okay.
It is.
It must be. If I see Cisco Kodo now going by on one of those like motorized unicycles or something.
Now we just need George McCaskey on a scooter and we've hit bingo.
It's perfect. All right. So Fish, I'm having a little bit of a problem in that with all of this Bears love and excitement and joy and hope and happiness, this isn't college. And you don't get these automatic bought wins. And a real ass NFL team is coming in here to play you. So how quickly does all of this wear off?
It could wear off by 3 o'clock on Sunday. You know, like the Titans, you go up and down the roster and you know all these guys. You look at Ridley and Boyd and Hopkins at receiver. You look at the first round pick at left tackle and Peter Skoronski. You know, you look at the defense with Simmons and Landry and Ernest Jones, who they just traded for, and that cornerback crew, and they bring in Quandre Diggs. They did a lot this offseason, and there's a lot of talented guys. I mean, I do think the Bears have a home field advantage. I think they have a quarterback advantage. I think they have, you know, well, at least one side of the ball. It's not a new scheme, as opposed to the Titans, who've got brand new stuff on both sides of the ball. So I do think that there are some advantages there. But this is a good team. I mean, this game is probably going to come down to the final 2 minutes, which I do think I still would probably take Caleb Williams in those final 2 minutes over Will Levis based on what we know. But, yeah, I think it's like one of those things where I do want everyone to be prepared for the possibility the Bears do start 0-1. That is a very real possibility. And it doesn't mean that the world is ending. There are other things that are going on that tells us the world is ending, not that.
But isn't this, if you have the Bears at 9 wins, isn't this one of them?
This probably should be. You know, I was thinking about this, Dan, that they're 4-point or 3.5, 4-point favorites, and they'll be underdogs next week in Houston. Depending on how Indianapolis does, they might be underdogs in week 3 with the Rams coming in. You know, that's going to be a close line. So, like, it's not like you look at the schedule up until the Carolina game and the Panthers come in. This is probably, based on what Vegas says, is probably going to be the Bears' best chance to win. You know, I was already listening to a podcast yesterday where someone was talking about survivor pools and saying the Bears are, you know, a possibility. I'm like, well, I would not jump on that. Like, that would be a very scary pick. You know, I'm sure you guys have talked about, you know, rookies in their first game. You know, I decided not to do necessarily number one picks because I do think that that's a little skewed when you think about what those number one pick teams look like. Usually.
Yeah, what they're walking into is not good, and that context needs to be a part of that statistic.
Exactly, Lawrence. Now, I did do my own, which is just rookie quarterbacks in week 1. So you do include guys who maybe were drafted by teams that were a little bit better, and that record dating back to 2011 is 6-17-1 for those quarterbacks. And what was also interesting about going through them is Carson Wentz for the Eagles in 2016, and that was a team that traded up for that pick. That's the last time I could find a team was favored with a rookie quarterback in week 1 by this many points. And again, speaks to Caleb Williams, speaks to the team built around him. But it's tough. I mean, he's going to see things as much as Matt Eberflus has thrown at him, as much as his defense has prepared him. There are going to be things he's seen on Sunday that he's never seen before. And how he adjusts, how Shane Waldron adjusts, is going to be critical.
And I think you raise a really great point, Fish. And the only thing I would add to it is that, and like we were saying in the last segment, none of this is necessarily a harbinger of what Caleb Williams can be. Even if things go great in the first game, because I believe Carson Wentz had some really good moments early on in his career.
MVP candidate.
Right? So there needs to be a body of work, and you let that body of work build. I want to see greatness, but you have to understand, like, if things don't go well, it's because the NFL is hard, and in rookie quarterbacks struggle, and he's going to be shown all sorts of stuff, and it's okay. I think that he's shown some real resiliency in his time at USC and even the early stuff here with the Bears, where it's not going to break him even if he has a bad game.
You're right, Lawrence, and it's a great quality for him to have because this season's going to be a roller coaster. And I think Bears fans should know this better than most because Bears fans saw Andrew Luck, one of the greatest rookie quarterbacks we've ever seen. They saw what he did in his first start against Chicago, right? So, you know, and Lawrence, you also bring up a good point too. When I was going through those rookie quarterbacks in week 1, one of the best performances by a rookie quarterback week 1 was Sam Darnold, right? Mm. Who's, you know, trying to rejuvenate his career in Minnesota with the opportunity he has with the Vikings. But this game, it's like, it's ripe for overreaction. We're going to obviously have big points and big thoughts, and we're going to be, analyzing the plays. But yeah, it's going to be very important for everyone to realize, you know, hopefully for Bears fans, this is for Caleb Williams, this is game 1 of hundreds, right?
Right.
Like, this is just the beginning. And I understand the buildup, but this Titans team's a tough team. I mean, as you said earlier, Dan, there's no such thing as a cupcake really in the NFL. I mean, I know, like, the Bengals are big favorites this week against the Patriots, but like, if the Patriots won that game, I'd be like, all right, well, yeah, weird things happen in week 1. Like that, okay. Like, that's it's just the NFL. It's just how this thing works.
And yet, you turned your prodigious talents toward the side of myth-making and hagiography, perhaps, examining Caleb Williams through the lens of the multifaceted ways in which he is transcendent.
Yeah, Dan, and I've already been yelled at by many commenters for this story.
Really?
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting the way you set that up, because I think we tried really hard with that story. So what we did was, you know, everyone says Caleb is different, right? That's like the number one descriptor you hear about him. So we just said, we took that and ran with it and just asked coaches and players, tell us a story. Tell us about a throw, something he did in the meeting room, something he did in the locker room that says, hey, this guy's wired a little differently. Like, what is your guys' perspective? I thought they told some really cool stories from, you know, Kevin Byard talking about, he's like, I was playing cards with Mercedes Lewis and Trent Edmonds, and here comes Caleb Williams, and rookies don't just like sit down and play cards with you, and it's usually a little abnormal, and it was normal with him. You know, hearing Andrew Billings talk about how, you know, Caleb Williams just walks in the room and just isn't fazed by everything. Thinking about hearing guys talk about throws that they saw in practice that they've never seen before. I think that was all fun. And it was cool to hear those guys tell those stories. And nowhere in the story is there any proclamation. But obviously, I think people, you have a mix, Dan, where you've got Packer fans coming in and saying, you know, this guy hasn't even played an NFL snap. And you have a lot of Bears fans who have a lot of hurt that have gone through this pain before.
Well, scar tissue, yeah.
And I get it. Like, again, we just tried to have a little fun because this guy did things this summer and acted in a way this summer that rookie quarterbacks just don't usually do. And I thought it was fun to hear players and coaches tell kind of their perspective.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's the most interesting non-Caleb story to Sunday's game?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess it's Caleb O'Reilly in a sense, because I mean, watching that offensive line so closely, Lawrence. Yeah, I mentioned Jeffrey Simmons, Harold Landry, Tavondre Sweat, and you think about Nate Davis, you think about Coleman Shelton, his first start with the Bears, and like how that's all going to work. I'm just very curious, and you know, that because I think what people are, I don't know if they're forgetting because we talk about Caleb so much, the Bears don't want to run the ball a lot. Like, if we talked about this when Shane Waldron was hired, you go look at Seattle. You know, they had two guys with 100 carries last year. So I want to see what's that running back rotation like? How's DeAndre Swift look? I thought he looked really good in camp. And is that offensive line, you know, you talk about harbingers, like, are we going to come away from week one being like, okay, all these worries about the offensive line, they came true. Or you can come away being like, wow, this is what Nate Davis looks like in a full, you know, after a couple of weeks of practice. Oh, wow, they finally found a center. Or like, you know, wow, Tevin Jenkins is dominating like he should be. So I think the offensive line, Like, and you can talk defensive line too, Lawrence. Like, what is this going to look like with Montez Sweat and whoever is opposite him, whether it's DeMarcus Taylor, DeMarcus Walker, Darryl Taylor, and how those guys all look? Because you would think you put some pressure on Will Levis, you should be able to find some success like you would most quarterbacks. So those two biggest concerns of the offseason, the offensive line, the pass rush, what do those look like in week one?
Do you think, considering what we saw last night, and again, small sample, that NFL coaches are just going to be like, you know what, you can just have the ball at the 30. We're good.
I was a little surprised by that, Lawrence, and maybe I shouldn't have been, because these coaches will tell you the numbers. They will say that your probability of scoring when you start at the 30 versus starting at 25 is so different that that's why teams aren't going to want to kick it in the end zone. And then more than half the times they're booting into the end zone. So I don't know. I'm curious to see what the Bears do. You know, I don't think it's going to be a big win today. You know, we're not going to get that. Obviously, kind of the days where it's going to be hard to kick it to the end zone might come later this year. But yeah, that was a little surprising to me because of these calculations these guys all come up with and why they moved the touchback to the 30-yard line. So yeah, that's going to be one of the biggest questions. And I think all of these teams are going to be experimenting. And I wonder if teams are just a little nervous too. Like, you know, there was a return last night. For a second, he thought he was going to break.
Yes. Yep. And you can see what they were worried about. You can see.
And so is that worth it? You know, is that you just take him in the 30 and look, if you're a Bears team, you trust your defense, right? Like, do you do that? So, you know, I'm curious what Eberflus does, because, you know, Matt Eberflus is one of those guys who believes in those analytics, who believes in, if this team starts at the 30, they've got better chance to score than if they started at 20.
Then why does he defer when they win, or not defer when they win the toss?
Dan, that's a great question, and I want to see what he does Sunday. And I want to know if that was a one-year thing based on the way last year's offense was built versus this year's offense. It might be, you know, it could be a good question. Obviously, he's not going to tell us.
He's your guy. You could just text him. That's your dude.
I think you can just go into the office.
Yeah, you can just walk right in, sit down, you know, up a chair.
Guys, the amount of security and the amount of ID cards that I would need just to get like 17 doors away from Matt Eberflus's office.
Really?
In that building.
A retinal scan?
I went to his office for that interview, I was like, here are these double doors I've never seen before that a card opens, and here's another set of doors I've never seen before that a card has to open, and then you maybe can get into Matt Eberflus's office.
Wow, inner sanctum. Final boss, man.
I was watching that clip of Taylor Swift walking in last week, and I'm thinking, where's her super cool credential we all have to wear with the facial imaging that we all got to do now for the NFL.
I mean, look, being Sports Writer of the Year does give you a measure of fame. Mm-hmm. I feel like her face card has never declined. I think she can just kind of walk where she wants.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Or the Jay Zawoski trick, and that is
put on a hard hat,
hard hat, wire rimmed glasses, reflective vest, and clipboard.
There you go. And then I can just go waltz in and say,
anywhere.
Matt,
you can go anywhere.
Are you going to defer if you win the toss? And if you're not going to, why? Please tell Dan.
Thank you.
That would be great.
Appreciate it.
Fish, as always, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for jumping on. And check out the piece that he and Adam Johns did on The Athletic on Kayla Williams. You will not be disappointed.
All right. Thank you, guys. Take care.
That's Kevin Fishbane. He joins us on our Football Fridays, of which this is one.
Yeah.
Football Friday. It will feature the solid wall of sound. And the cool thing about our Football Friday is it's brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Presented by your local Ford dealers and itsnotagameillinois.com. I should remind you as well that before Chicago takes on Tennessee, tune in Sunday morning from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show here on 670 The Score, presented by Busey Bank and Aurelio's. Join Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley. They'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, it's Mully, Olin, and Manley. Instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Wonderverse. That will stream exclusively this week on The Score's YouTube and Twitch channels due to the Cubs game.
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.